This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
BJ and Jamie.
Did you see where this psychic tells Gil King not to go up in that rocket?
What?
Yeah, she said she had a premonition. It's
going to
go bad.
Really? I did too.
You do?
I do.
All right, listen to this. Okay, this is from TikTok.
This is for Gil King and Gil King only. Miss King is headed to space, okay? She's getting in a rocket mid-spring, I believe. I don't know the exact date, so we're going April 15th. And her gut is telling her not to go, and I'm telling her not to go. I'm not saying something terrible or tragic is going to happen, but this just doesn't feel right to me. She'll have transit Uranus squaring her natal Pluto. This is a very slow-moving transit.
It's how the stars are going to align.
Oh, I thought it was a porn I saw once.
No, Gil
she
King
had
is
something
not
in her natal Pluto?
Gil King does not star in a porn. All right,
this just doesn't feel right to me. She'll have transit Uranus squaring her natal Pluto.
See?
It does sound dirty.
I know.
This is a very slow-moving transit, and on its own doesn't really concern me much. I would say a division of a business partnership of some kind. But then we have Jupiter squaring Mars, and Mars is in her second house. It's at 17 degrees.
Jupiter is squirting Mars?
Something like that, yeah.
Get it, squirt?
Yeah.
All right, forget about that, lady. But she's telling Gail King.
Now,
you know what I get from this? She doesn't give a rat's ass about Katy Perry or Lauren Sanchez.
No, I have
she's warned them.
I have the same thought. I have this weird thought. I don't know what it is. Okay, because I feel like there's a lot of people at
Blue Origin.
Origin, sorry. That Sanchez just rubs them the wrong way.
Yeah.
And I feel like one guy, I think his name is Todd in my head, and Todd is working on the Blue Origin, right? And he's like, you know what? I'm so sick of these rich people. Eep, boop, beep, boop, boop, boop. He switches a wire.
Kablooey.
Yep.
Oh, man.
That's what is in my head.
For those of you that don't know what we're talking about, Blue Origin is going to put up a rocket with an all-female crew going up, okay? And it's going to be Gail King, Lauren Sanchez, and Katy Perry, all in the rocket by themselves, I guess. And they're going to off they go. And this lady's telling Gail King not to go. Don't do it.
And in
don't
my head, it goes up and then it goes sideways into the ground.
I don't think I'd go.
I wouldn't go.
I would go. There's no way I'm going. I'm not going to let Jeff Bezos, control, the levers on this thing and me be inside it. Ain't going to happen.
I think he just stands there.
No, and what better way to get rid of your girlfriend?
Well, he likes her because she's naughty.
Yeah, but he's had her for a while. I think it's getting old.
I don't know. She still keeps up with the ante in her boob situation.
Yeah.
How much surgery has that girl had?
I don't know.
Oh, my God. And her lips are like bigger than Daffy Duck now.
She's looking weird.
She's starting to look weird. The way they flipped her lip and the underneath hangs down, it's so weird to me. Have you seen it? It's like they flipped her lip and then they pushed up the underneath of her lip. That's weird.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It really is. They were at the Oscars last night.
Oh, they were?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why? I have no idea. Neither one's an actor.
They just keep saying that she dresses trashy for a billionaire. That's all. And I was like, you guys are just jealous. I mean, I am jealous. Yeah. But I wouldn't be able to do
she
that.
Flaunts
it doesn't matter how, like $1 billion, I could not do that little bald headed freak. I'm sorry, I just couldn't. There's not enough money on the world.
Well, there you go. Could. There you go. Yeah, I'd be there to harp.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.